We all love the underdog stories. The people who stand to make a difference even when there's little to gain. In a local gift shop housed in the hospital gives a quaint facade, but what few of us know is the smiles they spread across broken faces in more than just selling teddy bears and get-well cards. Behind the clerk desk stands the president of the Thompson Health Auxiliary, running the gift shop as a fundraiser to help provide for needs of families. The entire gift shop is volunteer-run, so that every cent can be put into the hospital, to purchase items on a department's wish list that would typically be placed on the bill of the families. In 1971, this provincial organization was founded, each year donating tens of thousands of dollars to the extra expenses that are originally not covered by the annual hospital budget. On October 26, 345 Thompson Health Auxiliary fulfilled a need of nursing mothers, donating brand new recliners to the obstetric wards at a cost of nearly $9,000. Organization President Wendy Lucas told about the uncomfortable arrangements new mothers had to deal with while nursing their child. This was a long overdue need, she expressed. The giving passion of this organization stays local to the community, investing into needs on a regular basis. Last year, the Thompson Health Auxiliary donated roughly $30,000, in which was all put towards uncovered expenses. When we see a gift shop such as this, it's like looking at the tip of an iceberg. We don't see the way they impact our community, but the difference they make is elaborate. They stand as testimony that one life can make a difference, and that every life is worth saving. Tilda Matthias J. Johnson is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of the Thompson Citizen. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.